Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Talking national title in 2020, 2021, if we're getting technical about when the national title will be won. What the odds say early about who the sports books like and where Penn State fits into that conversation. So we'll just kind of roll down through what the odds say, and we'll break down what we think is good money, what we think is bad money right off the bat. DraftKings, this is where the odds are coming from, and this is where you can go play those odds if you want to. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's the place to get all of your bets on this and in the big game coming up in a couple weeks. Check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you do for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now let's go down through what these odds say for now, which basically, in a nutshell, Clemson, the favorite to win it all. We're looking at 5-2 odds, essentially, on Clemson. Ohio State right there in that conversation. I believe they're at 5-2 as well. And the common theme between these two teams, LSU, by the way, the reigning national champions, at 6-1 or plus 600. The common theme that you see in these top two teams is that they've got quarterbacks coming back.
Right.
Obviously, there's a lot to like about the rosters themselves. There always is with these two teams. But to have Trevor Lawrence in Clemson's case and have Justin Fields in Ohio State's case gives you a big edge when you're trying to project if these teams can get back to where they were last season. There's not a lot of good reason to say that both of them can't.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you look at the top teams in the country on a pretty much yearly basis, and you're almost always going to find that the teams with the top quarterbacks coming back are going to be at the top of this list of odds. So it's not really surprising to see those teams there. You know, I'll be curious, and we're a little bit of a ways from this, but I will be curious to see what the odds are on Clemson to win the ACC when we get to that point, because it was stealing money this past year. I think they were minus 500, so 1-5 to win. And I mean, yeah, what resistance did they face except for that North Carolina game on the path to winning that? So that's always one that's interesting to look at if you don't like the national title odds overall. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at it now. I mean, I guess if you're looking for value, and we got plenty of time to discuss value, but, you know, a couple of teams that interest me a little bit. You have Notre Dame sitting there at 20-1, but they have a brutal schedule. I would need more on that, quite frankly. Florida at 20-1. I'm just not ready to go there yet. Georgia 12-1. Not really interested in that either. So, frankly, I think if I was betting that now, and it does look like the conference odds are up, that's interesting.
Let's hear them. What is that ACC?
Yeah, that's the only one not listed naturally. But Ohio State's a big favorite, of course, to win the Big Ten. Interesting to me that Penn State's listed at 10-1 to win the Big Ten. That's a bit surprising. I know that, you know, there's a lot of questions about this Penn State football team, no question. But them at 10-1 and Michigan at 5-1, I'm just not really on board with that at all. Especially that doesn't make sense when you look at the national title odds and Penn State's 40-1 and Michigan's 50-1. So maybe not the correlation that you would expect from the odds on that front. But yeah, it looks like it could be a bit of a wide open year, doesn't it? I mean, I know that obviously Clemson and Ohio State will be the front runners, and Alabama will be in that conversation as well. And you can't discount LSU, even though it loses one of the, you know, a quarterback who turned in one of the best seasons ever by a player at that position at the college level. So, you know, I think those are the board is pretty well set at this point, but there'll be some live teams out there. There's no question about that. And, you know, I look at the the Big Ten odds specifically, I just find them laughable. Nebraska's 16-1. What makes Nebraska a Big Ten title winning potential team? I just don't see it. And then you have Minnesota at 25-1. I'd rather that than, you know, Nebraska at 16-1 or Michigan at 5-1.
So there's a lot to unpack here. And number one is, you know, as we get into Michigan specifically, have we not learned our lesson from history here that the bluster of Michigan always seems to sound really nice, and then what happens on the field always seems to fall short of those expectations? It's not like Michigan's been terrible per se, but they have found a way over really Jim Harbaugh's career there to lose in an untimely fashion each and every season, at least twice. And to not really ever be a factor in the Big Ten East, let alone winning a Big Ten title,
right?
Let alone beating Ohio State. So they've got to show a lot. So it's almost like history kind of repeating itself. But if you look at DraftKings, for example, they're going off at 66-1, where Penn State, Wisconsin, both at 50-1. So there's some odds there that are, I think, kind of in the right place. But to your point, Nebraska listed here at 100-1. And I can only presume that Nebraska's schedule, which I don't have in front of me, plays a part in that. And that winning the Big Ten West, whoever does, is just a game away. It's an upset away from winning a Big Ten title and right. getting to where they want to go. So part of that is just the Big Ten West. And if you have a team that has a glimmer of hope, then there's a glimmer of hope in the betting odds too. That will never be something that I put high on my list of value though. I'm not interested in playing Nebraska, whatever the odds are. Wisconsin now, it's decent. If you look at the way this past season unfolded, for example, if you had taken Wisconsin, who I'm guessing their title odds to start the year were probably lower than what they are now.
I would assume so, yeah.
I don't know. You know, this is a 3-loss team, so I don't know if they are a win away from going to the playoff. But they were in position against Ohio State. They had a lead against Ohio State. That was a situation when you're looking at Big Ten title odds. That is exactly why you maybe want to take a flyer on the best team in the Big Ten West.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I don't discourage anyone from taking a shot at some of these national title odds. Now, Penn State at 40-1, not sure I would hand that one out at this moment in time. I think that there's just too many question marks. I mean, who's going to step up and be, you know, they were playing. It's when you stop and really think about the fact that Jaylon Sider is the only returning position coach on offense along with Tyler Bowen. It's a little bit shocking just considering how consistent Penn State's been. Now it has all this turnover, but we just don't know enough about what Kirk Ciarrocca is going to do with his offense to have any level of confidence about what this team can be. We know they have some good players returning. We know they lost some good players on both sides of the ball. Those are the things we know. But to me, they don't outweigh the unknowns at this point. And I think they're pretty considerable. So I'd probably need at least 60-1 on Penn State to get interested in jumping into that part of the market at this point in time.
It's a tough sell, but I think anybody – so the field here on DraftKings has it at 20-1 on the field. The field doesn't make any sense to me. When you look at, so the field to get into the college football playoff, maybe there could be a surprise, but, it's 4, 5, 6 teams,
right?
You know,
yep.
How many surprises have you really seen in the college football playoff in general? Most recently, I think Washington might have been a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
You win the Pac-12 with one loss. You can get there. But are you really going to be a factor against the number one seed, a Clemson or an Alabama or whatever? When it comes to value, Alabama, you know, on DraftKings at 7-1 odds. I mean, that's where I would throw. This is about as quote unquote down a year as you can really catch Alabama, and they've been a powerhouse program in the absence of an elite quarterback. really a lot of this stretch under Nick Saban. So losing Tua Tagovailoa to the NFL, I'm not too heartbroken over that. They've got a lot of those big pieces who chose to came back, chose to come back.
Right.
So they're in an interesting position, and I think a little bit underrated. And that's the only real team that I can see there. Now, Oklahoma at 50-1. Somebody's going to transfer in there or something.
Sure.
And I think they've got a quarterback or two they really like in the program. But there's a decent chance that they're in the playoff. And if you're in the playoff, you got yourself a shot. So them at 50-1 on DraftKings, that's not bad to me either. But Alabama would be where I put it. LSU at 6-1. I like it in theory, but there's a big looming question here about LSU, and it's that – what are they without Joe Burrow?
Right.
Are they able to, you know, how much of Joe Burrow's rise is a credit to Ed Orgeron and his staff? And can they do it with another quarterback?
Right.
Can they do it with a different formula than having a record setter, number one overall draft pick type quarterback? That's what we don't know. And I suspect that that's why you knock them down a couple pegs behind Clemson and Ohio State. What I do know in all of this is that I better not hear Dabo Swinney say a word about being underrated this entire offseason. I better not hear a word about that. I will hear a word about that.
Will we hear a word from Dabo Swinney from you right now? Is that something that's on the agenda today?
5-2 odds, man. We got to go 500-0. That's my default.
Okay.
That's my default.
Good enough for me. Yeah, I look at it like this. If you're wanting to get into the futures market now, just keep in mind that these odds shift quickly and the limits are low. So you are looking at, you know, one set of odds. I'm looking at another set of odds. Yours are probably from over the weekend, I would assume.
I'm looking at the top-rated sportsbook app in America.
Looking at their website. So that means there's different odds between the website and the app. But that's important to remember, though. If you are looking for a specific team and you want specific odds, check all your outs first. See what might be different here, there, and anywhere else.
True. When you say low limits, what are we talking about? Low limits? In your experience.
I can't imagine they're taking anything over 250 for these at this point. I mean, 500 at the absolute most, but I would say it's more likely that they limit it at 100 as opposed to limiting it at 500. Now, you know, again, some places have a little bit more risk tolerance than others, but, you know, they're not going to, you know, take any big stab here. How about I cannot pronounce his first name, but the King kid that was at Houston that transferred to Miami, 9-1 to win the Heisman. That's terrible. I would need 900-1. That Miami team stinks and he's not making it that much better.
Here's what I would say about that. If there's a news hook to it, they make it sure. So it's enticing to bet, right?
Bear.
So I think he's in the news, so he's going to get odds that are fair. There's no way. There's no way. He's not going to put that program on his back and take it anywhere where it's going to be, you know, where he's going to be in the Heisman conversation.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if Ian Book's going to actually be Notre Dame's offensive coordinator, 66-1 on him's a little bit enticing. Quarterback at a major blue blood program, you're giving me 66-1. I'd take that shot.
That's worth it. It's worth it. Weigh the pros and cons. We're moving on now for bringing it back to the moment here. Penn State basketball. Jeff Brown's going to join us in just a moment.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.